I'm excited too. It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our games on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Joni Hornsby.
Hey, Joni, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Gurley, Alabama.
Gurley, Alabama. So, Joni, what do you do there in Gurley?
I'm an orthodontic assistant. I do that full-time, and then part-time I work at a state park in a cave.
You work in a cave? So which is a stalagmite, which is a stalactite?
A stalagmite grows from the floor of the cave up, and a stalactite grows from the ceiling down. And you can remember that. I'm going into tour guide mode here. You can remember that because you might trip over a stalagmite, and a stalactite hangs tight from the ceiling.
All right.
There you go.
You pass the test, and we will allow you to play our game. It's nice to have you with us, Joni. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Joni's topic?
I love the 90s.
All right. All right. We all do. The 90s, as we know, was the golden age of popular music, according to people unfamiliar with any other decade's music. And this week, a 90s musical act made its way back into headlines. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the real story and you'll win our prize. Carl Castle covering Hootie and the Blowfish on your voicemail. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, let's first hear from Alonzo Bowden.
Back in the 90s, one of the biggest rap acts was Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. We all know what happened to Will Smith after his rap career, but what about his former partner, Jazzy Jeff? Well, if you're Jazzy Jeff, you just fly away. Jeff Towns, which is his real name, always had a love of aircraft, and after his music career ended, he had money, time, and curiosity, so he began taking flying lessons. He got his commercial license and now flies private jets. And if the story ended here, it would be a nice, where are they now, happily ever after ending type story. Of course, the story doesn't end here. Whenever Jeff is flying a client from the entertainment industry, he bombards them with demos through the PA. He really looks forward to transcontinental flights because then he can get deep into his catalog. Passengers have used the term hostage. Stars like P. Diddy, Jay-Z, even Quincy Jones have refused to pay for their flights and swear they'll never use the jet company again. Jeff's boss, Adam Reswick, has tried to limit Jeff to business flyers, but Jeff will use his formerly famous name to manipulate other pilots into switching flights with him to get the music clients. Reswick has sympathy for how Jazzy Jeff was left behind by the Fresh Prince, but says, quote, "I like Jeff, but when Kanye West calls someone overbearing, you gotta listen."
DJ Jazzy Jeff, now a private airline pilot who's pushing his demos on helpless passengers. Your next story of the return of the 90s comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Ever wonder who came up with Hillary Clinton's iconic pantsuits? Posh Spice of the 90s girl group Spice Girls, according to an article this week in Britain's Daily Mail. Back in 1998, the teenage Chelsea Clinton was a huge fan of the British supergroup and thrilled when her mother arranged for a White House meeting during the group's U.S. tour. The Spice Girls gave Chelsea a pink girl power jacket and gave the then First Lady a custom red pantsuit by Victoria Adams, aka Posh Spice, an aspiring fashion designer who went on to marry David Beckham and launch her own successful fashion line. Hillary loved the pantsuit so much, according to sources close to Beckham, that the singer became a secret consultant over the years, urging Hillary to wear bright primary colors, to cut and lighten her hair, and even FaceTiming her with outfit advice before big speeches and debates. Beckham declined to comment for the article. A spokeswoman for Clinton said she, quote, "has always loved pantsuits from a variety of talented American designers, but admires Beckham's, quote, global entrepreneurship and work-life balance."
Posh Spice, possibly uncovered as the designer of Hillary's pantsuits. Your last story of a 90s throwback comes from Peter Gross.
Back in the 90s, the British band Oasis was famous for the way the two main members, brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher, fought almost constantly. Once, Liam hit Noel on the head with a tambourine during a concert, then Noel hit Liam over the head with a cricket bat in the recording studio, and they also spent hours in interviews talking about how much they hated each other, and one time, Noel even said of Liam, quote, "He's like a man with a fork in a world full of soup." Well, this week, the British tabloid The Mirror reported that over the years, Noel Gallagher tormented his younger brother, Liam, by exploiting his fear of ghosts. Said Noel, "If we were ever anywhere remotely spooky, we'd tell Liam that the house was haunted, particularly his bedroom." And Noel's childish scheme to scare his brother like a child was childishly simple. When Liam would get up in the morning and leave his room to have breakfast, Noel or someone else from the band would go into his room and turn all the pictures around or move a lamp to the other side of the room or perform an equivalent low-level prank. And then, when Liam returned to his room, he would see these mysteriously relocated objects and run to his bandmates to demand an answer. "Have you been in my bleeping room?" he'd ask. "No, why?" they'd reply. "Because now the bleeping lamp is in the toilet," he'd respond. "No way, bleeping hell," they'd say. The whole thing worked bleeping perfectly and went on for years until being revealed this week. Although the younger Liam may well get the last laugh in the ongoing war, since he recently tweeted a picture of the older Noel with a scathing one-word caption, "Potato."
All right. So a story about a 90s musical act was in the news this week. Was it from Alonzo Bowden how DJ Jazzy Jeff once partnered with Will Smith is now flying a private jet and imposing his music on the helpless passengers? Was it from Roxanne the story of how Hillary's famous pantsuits were designed originally by none other than Posh Spice from the Spice Girls? Or was it a story from the 90s, as told by Peter Gross, in which the feuding Gallagher brothers of Oasis tried to prank each other with fake ghost hauntings? Which of these is the real story of 90s music that got back in the news?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to go with Jazzy Jeff.
You're going to go with Jazzy Jeff.
I sure am.
Well, you chose then Alonzo's story. We spoke to someone familiar with the real story to tell you a little bit about it.
A lot of sibling rivalry gets sorted out by the time you're 20, but the really bad kind doesn't ever get sorted out.
That was Dr. Jeannie Safer. She is a psychotherapist specializing in siblings. Sorry, Joni, I'm so sorry you did not win, but you did win a point for Alonzo for his extremely convincing story about DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for playing.
You're welcome.